sealed with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit of promise. But if you look over in verse 19, it says what? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Amen. In other words, when we're allowing him to flow through us and the Spirit of God to flow through us, we operate in power. And I'm going to use Acts 1:8 for this. So if you look with Acts 1:8 for a moment, he gives us not only the gift of promise, ask and you shall receive. Okay? Ask and you shall receive. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The word of God says, but you shall receive power. This is comes from the Greek word dunamis. It's spelled D-Y-N-A-M-I-S, but it's pronounced dunamis. It means might, strength, power. So he says, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. I want you to understand that they were a character witness. They were a witness. They opened their mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. In other words, when they were endued with this in power from on high, they opened their mouth up and they were a witness of the character of God and his son, Jesus Christ. Not only were they a witness of the character, they were an eyewitness. You know what an eyewitness sees? They see something visual. Amen. God just doesn't come in and shout. Signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Signs and wonder follows them that believe. Amen. There's something visual too. There's material things. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. So there's more than a witness than just talking about Jesus. The apostles, there were signs and wonders. They were following them everywhere. And everyone was coming because they were amazed. Amen? Amen. Are you with me? The word of God says in Acts chapter 4. Am I talking too fast? In Acts chapter 4. I'm like a kid. I can't wait to get to the candy store. Because he's so sweet. Amen? You know one thing about the Lord is he loves everybody that's in the room. Amen? Amen? He's got a plan. You know, I don't know about you, but when I gave my heart to Jesus, I gave my heart to Jesus many times. But there was something that happened in 1997 when I got immersed in the Spirit of God. I never went back. I never went back to the old man. All things became new. I thought I could just do it with words, but words couldn't do it. I needed Holy Ghost power. I needed Holy Ghost authority. I needed help. Amen? Amen? So he says here in Acts chapter 4, verse 33, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. What did we speak about last week? His grace, our sufficiency. His grace. He has made us able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Because the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. We're ministers of life. God's come to give us life in the abundance thereof. I don't know about you. I want you to understand, we don't serve a halfway God. He's a God of more than enough. He's a God of all the way. Amen. And his word declares to you and I, he that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to its finished. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a work in progress. I haven't arrived yet. Amen. But boy, Lord, I wouldn't take anything for this journey. I want you to look at something with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 4. The Apostle Paul speaking. He said this. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit in a power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We just don't do these things for the sake of just doing these things. I want you to understand, God's going to arise and the enemy's going to be scattered. Amen? God ain't dead. He is surely alive. He's living in the inside. He's roaring like a lion. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's time for you and I, the body of Christ, to start taking some things back that belong to us. He stole it from you long enough. Your health, your wealth, your family, your friends. He has stolen long enough. It's time for the church to take a stand. We need the power of God flowing through us to accomplish what God called us to do. We cannot do it in our own strength, but I can do all things. All things through Christ. Through His strength and His power. And His strength and His power is by the Spirit. It's not by me. It's by Him. It's not by you. It's by Him. God is ready to arise. Amen. He says in Acts chapter 2:15, so He says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. For everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks finds, and everyone that knocks the door will be open. He said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And I'm talking about being immersed in the Spirit. I'm talking about being overwhelmed by the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, and He says that He's given us a gift. It's a promise. It's a promise. Amen. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you're endued. The promise was the promise of the Father. And all the promises of God in Him are what? Yes and amen. God is not a man that He should lie. Neither the Son of Man that He needs to repent. God said it, and He'll do it. Amen? So turn with me to, we have the gift of promise, we have the gift of power, and we also have the gift of prophesy. So look with me in Acts chapter 2, verse number 17. All of a sudden, all these people began to speak. Everybody thought they were drunk. The Word of God, I'll just go ahead and throw this in since I have it. The Word of God says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Amen? We're to be filled with not with spirits, but with the Spirit. Amen? Amen? As a little wine's good for the stomach. I'm not going to knock anybody that has a drink. That isn't what I'm saying. I'm saying everything in moderation. Amen. And if the Lord tells me to speak about drinking, we'll do that in another message. Hallelujah. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, the Word of God says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Now I want you to understand something. On the day of Pentecost, when this took place, it was the first day of the last day. In other words, it was the first day of the last days. In other words, this was the birthing of the church. This was the planting of the church. This is why we're gathered here today. But he said, but it come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out my in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. In other words, there's utterance coming. Prophesy is to speak under divine inspiration. Amen? So as the Spirit of God comes upon us, we're to prophesy. Remember in Joel 2:23, he said he was going to rain moderately. He's going to send his early and his latter rain upon the earth before he started speaking about it in Joel 2:28, which Peter is talking about that in our text. And in other words, in these last days, in other words, we're getting close to the last day. Everything in the timetable that was prophesied and the word of God has come to pass except the pouring out of the last rain for an end time harvest of souls and a turning of the church back to God and his people to the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready. We're in that season now. We're coming into that time. We're in that time frame. Amen. And my granddaddy said, the Lord is coming soon. And he went on to heaven. And my daddy said, the Lord is coming soon. And he's already in heaven. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord is coming soon. Amen. And a moment in a twinkling eye in the last trump. Hallelujah. That he's at the brink of coming. Amen. He's on the brink of coming back for his bride, which is the church, which is you and I. Amen. Amen. So we're to encourage one another. We're to be operating and moving. You know, there's a world that's lost and needs the Lord. My sister had a vision the other day, and she shared this vision. She saw the marquee out along the highway. It was being changed every day with the number of people that were healed and the miracles and signs and wonders that were taking place for the kingdom of God. Amen. And I believe the same thing. He said he was going to bring his glory in and go to the nations, not only here, but around the world. Amen. We serve a great big God. Amen. We don't sing those songs just to sing them. You know, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, sometimes we don't read enough. So sometimes as we're singing it, we can get it in our heart. How great is our God?
Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
Name above all names.
Name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God.
Hallelujah.
He's the name above all names.
You are worthy
of all
praise. He's worthy.
My heart will see how great is our God.
And? Hallelujah. You know, we serve a great big God. Look with me in Acts chapter 2. It's a familiar scripture in verse 4. He said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want you to understand, I believe this was the reversal of the Tower of Babel. God came down and confounded the languages because they were building a tower into heaven. And this was reversed because everyone understood in his own language. This was the planning of what's taking place. This is what was coming. You know, I build up my most holy faith. I pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Spirit in my private prayer life. And sometimes when I pray, the Bible says the Spirit will give me utterance when I know not what to pray. So the Spirit's helping me in my prayer life. It's for the prayer closet. It's for my own to build up my faith in the Holy Ghost. That's why he's baptized us with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, God doesn't want, you don't have to speak in tongues in front of people to be a witness that you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and as he gives out the gifts severally, and some, he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and they speak in tongues with an interpreter. God's not the artist of confusion. You know, let me ask you something. If these men that were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost began, the people thought they were crazy anyway because they were all speaking their own language. Just imagine they couldn't understand what they were saying. Let me say something to you. God is not the artist of confusion. He does everything decently, and he does it in order. And I said to somebody, and this church and this body, I'm going to stick to Genesis and Revelations and everything in between. If it's not in here, it's not in here. Amen? Because he said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and everything in the between. I don't have to add anything to what he's already done. Man, he's more than enough. Amen. Amen. So in other words, when you see something or something that's said or something's done, you can always check it by the word. We can do a check up from the neck up. Okay. I better move on, huh? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me say this to you. You don't have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to make it to heaven. Your trust is in Jesus Christ alone. He's the way to heaven. But if you want to walk and have a victorious life in Christ Jesus, you can't do it without being overwhelmed with the Spirit of God. I couldn't do it. I could, you know, I'll just share this, and most of you that are regular here, you've heard this, but I have some visitors in here. My dad was a pastor, and I was a rebel. I rebelled, you know, and every Easter, I would go, and I'd give my heart to Jesus. Day after Easter, I'd go back to the same old guy until the day that I got immersed in the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you know, I was an addict. I was a cocaine addict for 18 years. I had an addiction. On October 12, 1997, the Lord came into my bedroom, delivered me from the addiction, called me in the ministry, and filled me with the Spirit. I was healed that moment. Amen. I was delivered that moment. Everything that the enemy meant for evil, God started turning those things around and using them for His glory. Amen. I had been to the altar many times, but it was when that I got immersed in the Spirit of God. When I got filled with the Spirit of God, that's when things begin to change. Amen. That's when that transformation came. Amen. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says in verse 4, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you were enriched by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that God wants to move in our midst. God is not finished with none of us in the room. He isn't finished with any of us here. He tells us in His word that He spoke to us today, if we ask, we shall receive. In other words, if I ask the Lord to fill me with the Spirit of God, I will receive it. After I receive it, then I'll start seeking the things of God and I'll find them. And after I start seeking the things of God and I find them, then I'll knock on doors of opportunity and they'll start opening up for me. The doors of opportunity will open for you, because everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks finds, and everyone that knocks, the door will be open. But the greatest gift of all is salvation. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift is offered to whosoever will. Is that you? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for sending your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Maybe you're here today and maybe you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe one time you had accepted Him, but you're not at that place you know you're not at that place you need to be. If that is you, would you just slip up your hand and then just say, Pastor, I need Jesus. There's nothing to be